Dan Quinn spoke last night after the game. I thought perhaps the most relevant, because he basically was like, I don't have an update. Don't ask me for an update. We're not giving you an update. He was polite about it, but he's like, I don't want to keep having to do this. Because what does happen, I've seen this happen with my own two eyes. There are some coaches that are not very firm about their injury updates, so they just get peppered with questions.
Oh, damn time.
And then they eventually let something slip. DQ wasn't doing it.
Nah. It shouldn't have to do it. I think the NFL need to come up with something where a medical person can talk to the media and stop asking the coach. They don't know everything going on with that.
You know who actually did that once many years back was Tony Wiley brought out Larry Hess to answer a couple questions just so that we got some real clarity.
Who? I'm messing with you.
Yeah. I don't know which dude you're messing with me about, but that's fine. I think.
I saw Tony yesterday.
Yeah, he was. I thought I saw him on the other side of the field. Number seven, Lamphill. This is Dan Quinn talking about the decision to pull Jaden from the game.
Dan, I know you were in the middle of coaching the team. If there's any way to kind of go over the sequence of people that had to be involved in deciding whether Jaden could come back or not, and
sure.
Who finally said he cannot come back today.
Yeah, that's from the medical side, Dave. And so, you know, with Al and the team doctors, so they were very clear in the communication. We warmed him up. He threw some. We took him to the tent. Then the next step was we're going to take inside and, you know, get images there, and he'll do some more images tomorrow. But that's the process that it goes through. And the good news is that it was really clear. You know, this is where we're at. So we had a couple guys. He went down. Brandon Coleman went down. Diami was able to come back. So that process, just like calling a play, is really important because you have to go, you know, if, for instance, I'm Brandon, it also goes to the special teams coach, you know, on, you know, PAT and field goal. And so the communication that has to take place on an injury, it goes all the way through. And so we've worked hard at that. It wasn't at a level that we loved during the preseason, and we got better at that as we're going. And so those are all things to grow from. And I was certainly pleased with the communication they gave me tonight, Dave.
So that's how it's supposed to work. The coach keeps coaching, the medical team deals with the medicals, and then they tell you what is or what isn't. And I think for all of the concern and all of the hysteria that happened pretty quickly there, it was handled really well.
Yeah.
And I think there was some serious concern as he walked into the tunnel, what's going on here. Late in that game, he was chilling, and they were up 34-0. There was never going to be a scenario where you put him back in.
No. I think the game played a huge part in how things were handled.
Totally. And I think number 10, Lamphill, just DQ talking about playing hurt players and how you balance that with kind of the value of players long term. It's a lot to try to juggle, especially in game. It's not like they have the week to make a decision based on what their medicals tell them. This is all happening in real time. Here's Dan Quinn.
It'd be the same as everybody. Yeah. So if he can go, then that would be the case. And if he can't, then we won't. But we won't put he or any other guys into a space where, you know, they could jeopardize something. So I don't have any information, like I said, medically. So please don't speculate on that.
I think DQ's basically handling everything the right way. I don't know, B, if it's totally true that they would handle Jaden, if he can or can't go, the exact same way they would handle Fedarian Mathis. But I also think it doesn't matter right now. You know, I in game, you're making decisions on the fly based on the medical opinions and where the game is. During the week, things go a little differently. But in the game, you're just reacting, trying to win. And I really think Washington handled everything yesterday very well.
Totally. They did what they could do, and they wasn't going to put their guy out there and mess with him.
A couple thoughts on Mariota from yesterday, and then I want to have a discussion, 1 o'clock, before we go around the league. Where does Washington land in the league? Like, they're 5-2, dude. At some point, you have the crazy fans that want to talk Super Bowl. You have the crazy skeptics that say they haven't beaten anybody. But there's a reality somewhere in the middle that I think is starting to look pretty damn good. Nobody
go
anywhere.
They beat a lot of somebody. They beat the people that were on their damn schedule.
Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
B. Mitch here. Big changes are happening in the DMV. And just like our upgraded football team, now is the time to upgrade the comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference is night and day. My family and I felt the change instantly. And if you don't have a Rood system yet, trust me, you're missing out. Plus, there are tax-eligible options for you in the DMV, and if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. Head over to Rood.com, find a local pro partner, and get ready for winter. Always remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.